Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Thank you for listening. I'm talking to the audience. Engineer Aram is the today's show's guest. And thank you for listening to the 52nd episode, Global Ecotalk Show, on 26th September 2015. So today's guest, he is a Nigerian engineer, and we assigned him to work on the building factories, reservoirs for water purification projects in Ife, Ukon area, in Ini local government area, it's in Akwano State, Nigeria. Thank you for coming to the show, Engineer Aram. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, welcome to the show. Oh, okay. I'm so glad because I was trying to talk to him before the show, but I couldn't. You know, I have been quite the sick for some time. You know, 2 days I was in bed and I couldn't get up. But now I managed to come to the studio. So thank you for the listening to the radio show. And let me introduce him. Will you introduce yourself in the global audience? Do you think you can eliminate that sound, Engineer Aram?
Yes, please.
Yes. Okay.
I am Engineer Aaron Moses. I'm a native of Akwa State in Nigeria. I held a higher national diploma from Mechanics and Federal Polytechnic in Nigeria. So I have had up to 9 years experience on civil engineering construction, borehole construction, and also fence production, and everything that has to do with civil engineering construction. So I am a service team person that task myself to face any challenge as far as civil engineering construction is concerned, to see what I can do to be able to uplift the condition that I'm finding in an environment that needs an assistance. So that's why I give up myself, so that I can be used for the construction of the water project in Ife Konkon in Nigeria.
Oh, that's wonderful. Would you tell us how long you have been in this business?
If I didn't get the question well.
Yes, I said, how long have you been in this business?
For 9 years now, I have been in the business.
Oh, okay. You have taken the part in researching the water quality in the Ife Ukon River. That was about 2 months from now before. Originally, it was taken from the downstream, and according to you, it was good enough to be used for the water purification. But unfortunately, the Japanese scientists who saw the results that it wasn't good. Do you remember that incident?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So how do you see that difference? Is there the lack of facilities in your end? Or what is the story? Could you explain to that?
Yes, I can. The thing that happened is that water sample was taken from the downstream. And the downstream in the environment that I took the sample was exactly where some people in the locality will get their water to boil and drink. We've never been having any breakout of diseases or complaints or of so much problems that is resulting from the water, because people down there in Nigeria here, the Niger Delta, there are ways of treating the water that is coming out from there for human consumption. So as I took the sample to the lab, it was tested that some chemicals were over. So we now find out that it was due to the environment, the locality that the water sample was taken, because it was close to an old bridge, which we never knew that there's an old bridge that is very close to the point because of the bend that did not allow us the visibility to that point. So the old bridge there do supply those bad chemicals into the water, and it wasn't known to us when we took the sample. So when the results came, we realized that manganese and lead was too much more than what should be consumed. So from the chemicals we have here for treatment, we assessed it and now find out that if at all we treat it, it can be useful. But we now, I suggested that we can go to the upstream to be able to get a sample, since there was no drilling or mining upstream. So as we got to the upstream, that is when we now find out the old bridge. We passed the old bridge. We now knew that it is from the old bridge that all those things that deposited the chemicals was right there. So we now passed it. We got to the upstream. We now took the sample again to the test. And that is when the result was okay.
Okay, thank you for the detailed explanation. So let me ask you, for the first sample that we have taken, is the water that people over there in the Ikon area can drink and they don't have any problem after boiling. But do you think that's
going to
be...
after boiling.
Okay, do you think that's going to be a problem for Japanese people or any other people in the world?
It's about standard, because I know the Japanese, they are up to their standard. So they like getting things to the standard that would not cause any harm to humans. So I really admire the effort they made to also test to identify the chemical that is not suitable for human consumption. And when that was done, I had to go back to the place to search for what constituted the those chemicals, and we now found out what really happened.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, that's a very good explanation. Your company is assigned to work on the construction for the factories. So after the cyclocrane, the Japanese made water purification equipment is brought there, and then they have to be placed in two factories, two reservoirs, and four tanks. So it will be very exciting for everybody, because there are no boreholes for many years in that region. How long do you think it will take to be all together?
Okay, you mean how long it would take for me to put them up together?
Yes.
Okay, between 4 to 5 months, I'll be able to put that up.
Oh, okay. Does it take that long? Oh, see. Okay, when do we start using the cyclocrane? After 4 or 5 months?
No, I have to put some things in place first. The connections from the riverside, I have to do the connections, then put up some constructions. Then I will now know the size of the cyclocrane and how it will fit in to the pipeline, so that it can really be functional in the factory. So the cyclocrane should be brought, so that we now know the fittings that will now connect it. So that as we are doing our construction, going close to the cyclocrane, we will now know exactly how it can be connected, so that water can be purified for consumption in the Ikon.
Okay, I'm glad I asked this question, because I assume that the cyclocrane can be used right away. But if the Japanese government gives us the fund, and then first the money should be used for constructing the factories and other things for 4 or 5 months. And after that, the cyclocrane can be used. Isn't that right?
Yes, but I think within the period of the construction, as far as the factory is set, the cyclocrane should be available so that the connection will also fit in the cyclocrane. Because if we don't see the cyclocrane, we would not know exactly the connection that will fit it. So the cyclocrane should be available while the construction is still on, so that we can now know how to fit in the cyclocrane in with the connection, our pipeline.
Okay. Now, next question. Recently, you have given us the estimates for construction, but you did not include your salary. Why?
Okay. The reasons why I did not include my salary is because of the personal interest I have to also assist the environment. Because I come to realize that the non-profit organization, which is the Swazin, they are not making profit from the help they are renting to the community. So I was to contribute my quota to make sure that the work is also successful than keeping much interest ahead of my mind and also requesting for something, as if I don't want the progress to go on there. So that is the reason why. But I believe that while the construction is on, whatever thing that is needed, as far as Japanese government is concerned, they will provide it to make sure that the construction comes to a successful end. So that is the reason why I did not put anything as far as my salary is concerned. I wanted to contribute my quota to make sure that the project is a successful one, since it is a non-profit-making organization.
Oh, really? Well, I can say that we would be appreciative, but wouldn't that be unrealistic for you to be able to work for 4 or 5 months without salary? That won't work. That's not going to be realistic.
The estimate that I gave was the cost of the workers that are going to do that work, because I didn't want to carry the workers if I am paying some salaries to workers. I wanted to allocate it to the team that wants to work it. Every project that is to be held, any construction, I now arrange all of them to start it and complete it, not to keep them as salary earners and be paying them salary. I wanted to pay them according to the work they are doing, so all was inbuilt in the estimate. So I didn't want to keep workers and be paying them as salary. So I wanted to get the workers I need, tell them exactly what I want. The whole thing will be constructed, and we now move on to another one. Not to keep them and be paying them on daily basis, so that the speed I want to use in putting up the projects, putting up the structures, I can achieve the speed. Because if I am paying them on salary, the work will last so long because people will be wanting to earn money. So this is a profit, non-making profit organization. So we need to put our heads together to make sure that what we need to achieve, we achieve it with any less cost. So that's the reason why I did not put those costs as in salary. It's just to invite people that I need for the work to be done. Then we put it up at a particular time, and we now find our ways. And the project is successful, not to keep them and be paying them a salary.
Okay, I'm just trying to see the whole picture. So in this case, what is your position when those laborers are hired and they do some work? And what they're doing is, what is your position? Are you directing, or what is the things that you do?
Please, I didn't get your question very clearly.
Okay, I'm asking you. Are you actually doing the work, or are you in the directing position?
What, I'm in the village?
No, yes. When we start the construction, are you going are you going to work on the project, or are you just observing or watching to give them a direction?
While the construction will be on, I will be in the village and also be a part of the construction. I am a part of the construction, so I will be in the village so that at every point in time that is needed, necessary, then I will be there and make sure of what is going on there.
Okay. Now, will you tell us, are you planning to bring the water from upstream to the reservoir before processing through the water purifier CycloClean?
Yes. The distance from where the committee is, they are living, to where the river is being sited is close to 3 kilometers.
3 kilometers.
Close to 3 kilometers.
Oh.
It's about 2.6 kilometers.
So it's going to take 2-3 hours to walk down, isn't it?
Yeah. So what really happened is that we now went for a survey, a recognition survey. We now have to find out that for the water to be moved from the river to the community to be used, there is going to be a kind of pumping station. So the pumping station will be sited close to the river. Then we now channel the connections, all the links that will carry the water from the riverside to where the reservoir will be built. So that's how the connection will be made. We now will have some pumps by the riverside with a small construction we put on there. Then we now pump the water and transfer it to where we will be able to receive it in the reservoir for other processes.
Okay. Does it require gas or electricity to pump the water?
Whether it will require gas?
Yes, or electricity.
Oh, it's electricity that's required.
Yeah, does it?
It's electricity that is required because the pump is connected to electricity to power it to be able to pump the water and transfer.
Okay.
So that has been taken into consideration.
Yeah, did you include that in that estimate?
Yes, I did. I did. All in there in the estimate.
Okay. But I don't know if the villagers can afford that electricity though. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
The community, you know, the community, there are the people that welcome development. And mostly this is a project that they've been hoping for a very long time. So when we had a meeting with the community, the village council and the youth council, all of them said they are going to, that there is a generating plant that the government has already given to them, donated to them. But since it's not useful, that they want to donate it for the project, so that the generator can be used in the project. So they came up in a very happy way to donate the generating plant they have, so that project will be a successful one. So that is the reason why the generating plant was not included in the estimate, because the community has a generating plant that they want to donate for the project to be successful.
I see, but that can be very costly. I don't know if they can really afford to do that though continuously. You know, there has to be some economic development plan that can work out, and we can include that also in an economic development plan. I gave you some time ago. Do you remember?
Yeah, I received the economic plan.
Yes, it's to sell the water to the people, you know, inside, outside the villagers, and then by making the profit out of it, then they can also function that to include in the electricity cost.
Yeah. So immediately the economic plan was given to the community people, they were happy about it. Even the women, they came out en masse to be able to tell what and what they will be using the water for, to be able to cater for the schooling of their children, and also they will, from the selling of the water, they will be able to provide what is needed to maintain and fill the generating plant, and also to be changing the filters and recycling when it is necessary.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I did not include the plastic bottle in the estimate, but are you able to get some plastic bottles?
Plastic goggles?
Bottles for water.
Okay. At the moment, there is no plastic bottles that belongs to us, that we can get it from the environment. We can get it because there are some locations in the city that they do produce the plastic. So we can make a request and they will provide it. But in the community at the moment, they don't have it unless we request for it. So we can make a request for that.
Okay. Will you be able to find the price on this? Plastic bottles, how much does it cost to purchase, you know, maybe like 5,000, 6,000?
You mean the quantity of the bottles we can get?
Yes, the bottles. We need that also.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so are you asking for the cost of it, or whether we can get the quantity, or
yes.
you want to know the
yes.
quantity we can get?
Yes, I want to know if you can do it, if you can get that from somewhere and find out the price.
Okay, I should find out the cost?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I have to do that and give you the feedback.
Yes. So, oh, this is another important question. How do you plan to distribute the water to the 4,000 villagers?
Okay, that was a very big subject that we discussed in the community. So, in fact, the community, the village head, the one in charge and his cabinet, they took us to a kind of a center where they need the water to be located there. So as we got to that center, they said that they will be coming to that point to take the water. And also, if they showed us about two or three other places that we will station the water, the taps where people can be taking the water from, depending on the location. So
yeah,
that is exactly what we will do for them.
Yeah, some of the villagers might take 2-3 hours to get to the town, don't they?
The community is not so large that it will take up to 3 hours to be able to get the water. But if I should say, if a acceptable distance is about 1.5 hours, close to 2 hours, they will be able to get get water from there.
Okay, here is my concern. Yeah, even that river water, they take 2-3 hours to get from the river. And then what difference does it make for them to come and pick up the water from the tank after purified? And if they are close to the river, they might go to the river and get the water and boil it and then drink it. Maybe that's faster, you know, for some villagers. And they might not put some efforts to come to the tanks to get, well, the water. What do you say?
The location that they unanimously showed me, the center of the village is where they showed me that all of them, no matter their distance, that there will be closer to them. So they on their own showed us the pond, they need the water, so that they will be getting the water from there. That if at all the water is being moved from the river to the pond, that they will really appreciate it.
And then even though they come to the tanks, and then this has to be bottled, and also some of the people are going to sell it. You know, that can be very time-consuming. We have to consider all this, how that is going to work out, you know, as far as the time is concerned, and then the efforts that they're making, you know, this can be a very huge project. So can you foresee any problems, you know, other than this, that we should be considering how to prepare it?
Whether there will be any other problem?
Yes.
There is no problem. The only thing that you can meet as a challenge is just the primary settlement of the taxes that is required in every site that construction is on. After the settlement has been done for the tax, there is no other problem. The community, we are all out to support manpowerly and every other way to be able to make sure the project is successful. So we will not encounter any problem.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you well. Did you say tax? Are you talking about the contract?
You asked me whether there is any problem that we might encounter during the project.
Yes.
Was that the question?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I said that when the project is on, the first thing we do is to settle the taxes that they need to settle in any construction site to the government, or the local government that would come for the tax. So when that is done, there's nothing. Yeah, but any construction site, there are some tax agents that need to come to the site for kind of maybe to collect their tax, their fare. So we have taken that into consideration, which after the settlement has been done to them, it's a small thing. After the settlement has been done to them, there's no other problem. In fact, that is not a problem because we understand how it is done. So it is not a problem. It's going to be done exactly in a way that nobody will be given any problem. So we don't have any problem here. The environment, they are supportive as far as development is concerned. So we are not going to meet any challenge.
Okay, wait. Who is paying the tax?
Yes, what did you say?
Who is paying for it?
I am the one to pay for it.
You're the one paying the tax?
Yes, I will. I will do that because they will come because of my company that will do the work, not for the project. So I know how that is to be done. So there's no problem about it.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How much would that be then? It's not going to be too big?
No. It's depending on the project that is on. Since this one is like a private project that is for the assistance of the community, no money is going from the community to people that are constructing the project. So the charge is a very little thing. It's just to appreciate the local government and now take up the work. It's not a profit-making construction, so they are not going to charge high. It's a very small thing.
Okay. Thank you for answering all the questions. I'm glad to get all these answers, and I'm sure our audience, including board of directors, are also happy to hear the answers. It is almost time to end the show. And thank you for joining us, Engineer Aaron Ibat from Uyo.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Aquino State. And we had such a wonderful time, you know. We strive for humanity, and we are here to back you up also any way we can. And thank you for all your efforts to help us understand your efforts to provide pure water for the people in Ikpe Ikot Ukom village. It is great to hear someone doing such a, contributing time and effort to make a difference in Nigeria for good community, and it is a priceless information. Those who listen to this show until the end, let us extend our gratitude to you. Stay tuned. Bye, everybody.
I appreciate it. Bye.
Bye.